Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
If someone could record your thought life for just one day, what would we learn? It's so important to realize how much impact self-talk has on your life. Are you one of those stinking thinking people? Or are you renewing your mind with God's transforming and life-giving words? The Apostle Paul writes in Romans 12, 1 and 2, he says, I appeal to you. This is the Apostle Paul. He's like, I'm begging you guys, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. It's holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the constant renewal of your mind, that by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, what's acceptable, and what's perfect. Yes, indeed, what we think determines how we behave. Have you ever thought about that? What I think about determines how I'm going to treat people. If I'm in a good mood, I'm going to treat people with respect. If I'm in a bad mood and I'm just being a grouch and a grump, well, I'm going to treat people that way. But see, knowing God's truth is one thing. Applying it to our lives with joy in our hearts, man, that's another thing entirely, isn't it? Well, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to learn how to trust again with authors Alan and Polly Heller. Alan is in the middle of teaching us the five R's to learning how to trust again. The five R's are, number one, to remember. Number two, to release. Number three, to rethink. Number four, to relearn. And number five, to reestablish. So let's get right to it. Here's Alan and Polly Heller with more details. Today's lesson is titled, The Five R's on Learning How to Trust Again.
So we release the things that we've done. We rethink. We need to, Romans 12, 1 and 2, we need to be renewed in our mind, and it needs to be Scripture. Isn't it so much better to have Scripture rolling around in your mind? That's what God thinks rather than what I think, so that I can start doing the things that God says rather than, you know, all of us have self-talk. The question is it stinking thinking or is it good thinking? And if it's the Word of God, it's going to be good thinking.
If I answer my own question, does that make me crazy?
Have I answered my own question?
I don't know. I got several voices in here, Alan.
And then I relearn. I need to, if I've learned a phantom God who is not a God who is good and who isn't, not a God who is great, not a God who is all-powerful, which means he has the ability not only to forgive my sin, but to give me the power to live according to his word.
Well, and one of the things that you're always telling me is, okay, so you know that truth. I hear you know where to find this truth in Scripture. You know that verse really well. How are you going to apply it in your life? Mm-hmm. And so it's the application of the word to your life that involves this relearning process. So now I've always done it this way, but now according to God's word, I should be living my life this way.
And it may even feel uncomfortable. It may feel awkward. And that's why, again, you need the three things I think people need to be free are when they go through addictive situations are a counselor who's skilled at helping get wisdom applied from God's word to their life, a friend, I don't care what you call it, a discipler, a sponsor, somebody who's there on a weekly, daily basis sometimes, who not only you call, but they call you. They demonstrate care. It's encouraging one another as the day draws near. I mean, true koinonia and fellowship is the participation in each other's lives, not just coffee and donuts.
Right.
And then the last thing is, so you have a counselor, you have a friend or a sponsor or an encourager. And then what they have found through research is definitely the group, because I tell people, you know, it's great to stir around in the garbage. I mean, it's not great to stir around in the garbage.
I was going to say, Ellen, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun.
It's a little
I
happy, DM.
Yeah. But when you first are coming to grips with your addiction, you need people who can help you see you're not the only one who went through it.
Yeah.
But you can't stay there. And that's one of the things I have a hard time with some groups is they don't go anywhere. They just toss out all the garbage and everyone's going, oh, yeah, well, I got a garbage. Yeah. But when at some point you have to grow beyond that to be sort of blessed to be a blessing, to get help, to comfort those with the comfort whereby you've been comforted. And without that, you don't have a mature Christian. And God's desire is that we all move towards maturity. Not all of us will be leaders. Not all of us will be teachers. But we can all move to maturity in Christ, which is, I have dealt with my sin enough that I can help you know how you can start to work through it. But we need each other. Without the interdependence of the true body of Christ, which is my spiritual gifts, my talents, my abilities, helping you and you helping me, and then we move forward in the way the Lord wants.
So then the final R is to reestablish. And I think that that's a major step in creating new habit patterns. Mm. You know, if you know that certain areas are stumbling blocks for you, you need to reestablish a new pattern so that you don't ever go there. You avoid that. You need to get your thinking right first thing in the morning. So you need to establish a new pattern to get your thoughts right first thing as you're starting your day. If you know that you have problems, if you're getting up in the middle of the night, you need to reestablish a new pattern. What am I going to do to avoid having a problem in the middle of the night?
And I mean, I remember a guy who was dealing with prostitutes, and he went to work the same way every day. And I said, have you ever thought of going a different way where you won't go by those prostitutes? No, I've never thought of that. I'm going, well, let's try it, see what happens. And that little thing of just rerouting himself kept him from doing something that he did on a weekly basis, and he didn't even think about it. And that's the problem. We don't think about it. And that's another area that we have so many messages, so much noise coming into our life. The discipline of getting time of solitude, the discipline of turning off my phone, turning off the TV, trying to be quiet, I think that's a big challenge in reestablishing trust and relationship, both with God and with other people.
Yeah, I think it's scary enough, especially when we first start, to think, I'm going to spend some alone time with God. Okay, I'm going to do this. And then, like you said, 60 seconds is pretty scary. And then you move into like 5 minutes and 10 minutes. And all of a sudden, you realize after a certain period of time that, oh my gosh, I am trying to sit here and listen to the God of the universe. Mm. Like in Isaiah 6, when you see the robe, it fills the whole temple. Mm-hmm. And there are seraphim, and they are, you know, they've got their two wings over the eyes and over their feet, and with two they're flying and they're singing, mm-hmm. holy, holy, holy. Mm-hmm. That is a awesome picture that I think as Protestants we've lost the reverence, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that you were talking about, Polly, is right. That we don't understand, you know, we're used to going to churches a lot of times in blue jeans and
flip-flops t-shirts.
And, you know, and we, you know, we see these t-shirts that say Jesus is my homie on them. Mm. And you know what? Jesus is not your homie. Mm. Jesus is the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
And he has chosen to love us
and be our friend. But that doesn't mean we lower him. And I think Catholics and Jews have a lot in common. I mean, the way I used to think about God is not a very religious Jew, but if, you know, I was having a good time, he'd throw lightning at me, stop having a good time. So we understand the fear of God, and I think we've lost some of that is what we're saying. And there's a balance, you know.
Have you lost some of that reverence for God that we're talking about? That Isaiah 6 passage that I mentioned, it reads, "It was in the year that King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe, it filled the temple. Attending him were mighty seraphim," and those are angels, "each having six wings. With two wings, they covered their faces." I mean, picture this. "And they were calling out to one another. They were saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The entire earth is filled with his glory.' Their voices shook the temple to its foundations, and the entire building was filled with smoke. And then I said," this is Isaiah, he said, "it's all over." He's saying, "I'm a doomed man. I'm a sinful man. I've got filthy lips, and I live among a people with filthy lips. But you know what? I've seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies." "Then one of the seraphim," one of the angels, "flew to me with a burning coal that he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. And then he touched my lips with it, and he said this. He said, 'See, this coal has touched your lips. Your guilt is removed, and your sins are forgiven.'" Wow. I love that passage of Scripture. I cannot get over the glorious, the vivid picture of God's holiness, is the picture of his purity. And it certainly is a reminder of who we're talking to, doesn't it? Who we're talking to when we pray. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Alan and Polly Heller tomorrow as we discuss the feelings of betrayal and forgiveness that follows, as we talk about this overall discussion of what it looks like to trust again. Lastly, I'm so excited to share with you that my new book is available for pre-order on Amazon.com. All you have to do is simply type the title of it. It's called The Sex Spiral, inside that search bar there for Amazon, and you'll be able to pre-order that. There's also an audio workbook series on the website at dustindaniels.org. Just click on store. Well, thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. You can follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor. Follow me on Facebook at Dustin Daniels Radio. And you can email me your questions. Once again, you can just do that by going to the website at dustindaniels.org. I would love to hear from you. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 4:20 that the kingdom of God, it's not just talking. It's not just a lot of talk. It's living in God's power. And that power is the very name and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Walk worthy today, my friend, as you cling to him, cling to Jesus. I love you, and I look forward to our time again tomorrow.